Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Margaret. Hi, Marcus.
Hi, Teddy.
Hello, Teddy.
Hi.
Oh, Marcus, why don't you tell us more about yourself since you're new to the show?
Oh, yes, I'm new to the show. So I know Teddy and Margaret for a long time. So we do have a mutual friend, Marcus, in real life. And then...
Is he a friend anymore?
Is he a friend?
Would you consider him a friend, Marcus?
No, I would still consider him to be a friend if I see him in real life.
But what did he do to you?
Oh, okay. There was once we went overseas. Oh yeah, then we were a bit drunk back then. Yeah, when we were very young, so we do a lot of
legal age though.
Yeah, legal age. Definitely. Yeah. So yeah, we were super drunk and I was screaming at the top of my lungs at 2 AM.
Where was it? Best Western Bali.
Bali, yes. Yeah. In Bali Kuta, I remember.
Yeah.
Where
it was new then and now it's not new anymore and it probably looks very rabak now.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then he actually slapped me when I shouted lah, which I don't know why, but yeah. So
he was not in the right to slap you, and you still consider him a friend.
That's really nice of you.
Because I thought I was wrong ma, because I shouted so loud in the middle of the night.
So you should never let anyone slap you, even when they are drunk and you are drunk. That's a lesson.
And hence the name Marcus.
Yeah. So yeah, that was an experience that we had with a mutual friend Marcus. That's why I took on the name Marcus. Yeah.
Hi Marcus. Long time no see. If you're hearing this.
Hi Marcus.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you're hearing this or not. Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm going to describe someone, okay? Not Marcus.
Someone else.
Okay, not you, Marcus. Alright, I'm going to describe someone, okay? And then you need to profile this person. Alright?
Alright, yeah.
Okay, so imagine someone who's really nerdy.
Okay.
Nerdy, but jealous. Like, uh-huh. Really jealous. Like, if they go out with their partner, they can't even look at other people. If not, they get smacked.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. And you have to spend every single holiday with them. Like, you have to spend Halloween, Chinese New Year, Christmas.
Undivided attention.
Yes, undivided attention. And then imagine this person got so jealous, like when you tried to break up with them, right? When you tried to divorce them, they take out their gun because America. And then they shoot. What were you thinking of? Were you thinking about a man? Maybe like a reclusive otaku? Maybe like a...
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a little bit extreme, man. I wouldn't really expect to profile this kind of person in real life, okay? But what are your thoughts, Margaret?
So deliberate, Marcus. Okay. I think there's like plenty of red flags really. Why did the person even go to the extent of marrying this guy?
Yeah.
Since like she's dragging her to all his like outings and never letting her.
So you think it's a man?
I don't know. You said he, right?
Plot twist. It's a girl. And not just any girl. Like a top student from Tsinghua University, a graduate student from Purdue, a person who's dead. Is a professor, well-known professor. And this is really just a lesson that killers can come from anywhere. Hi, I'm Teddy.
I'm Margaret.
I'm Marcus.
And welcome to A Briefcase. Today we're covering the case of Chen Tan Lei, a brilliant academic who killed her husband, then lived with the cops for a whole week. We have to start with Chen Tan Lei's childhood. She was born in 1977 in Sichuan, which is like the land of spicy food, and it's also speculated that Mala came from Sichuan. And so when she was growing up, her home life was really rough. Like, her dad was a well-known professor, and on the surface, everything looked alright, but her mom was a housewife, and her mom was like a lot less educated. Like, they met when they were very young. And this is all speculation, but apparently she remembers her dad being a little bit too enthusiastic when looking at other women. Yeah. And her interpretation, her understanding might have been that, like, her dad didn't think that her mom was, like, cultured or cultivated enough. And when her mom was being angsty and suspicious, her dad would also be, like, very rude to her. Her dad would be like, you know, Tan Lei, you need to study hard. If not, you'll be like your mother.
So she got it from her mama. The suspicious part.
A bit. Okay, and like, you're right lah. My completely unqualified opinion is that this was very formative for her. And one of the things that she really remembers, okay, is that one time they were going out and they by coincidence met her dad and another female teacher talking. And instead of being like, oh, hi dad, what are you doing out here? Oh, hello dad's clique. Her mom runs up to them and just like physically separates them.
So he's a teacher.
Professor. Yeah, he's a university professor. They ended up having like a massive public fight, which is a bit like embarrassing, you know?
Like the Changi Airport one. the wife from Malaysia, yeah, right, yeah, came, yeah, to Singapore just to catch the husband coming walking home in, with the, yeah, hand in hand with another lady.
Yeah.
Wearing couple tea. Which shortly after the mistress changed her couple tea out. She brought out her couple tea.
Yeah. Okay, so it's reported that she also felt that her dad didn't really love her lah, and she could only have his approval when she was doing well. So she focused on school, she focused on studying. But the thing, you know, is that like kids are very mean. Kids are very rough. And when she was in junior high, she started to get a bit chonky and she had very thick glasses. And you know, like teenagers, they all have pimples one. And apparently she wasn't into people. She was very introverted. But because the other teenagers were being mean, she got even more introverted. And she just spent all her time studying. And she did very well. And Chen Tan Lei ended up entering Tsinghua University. And Tsinghua is always ranked like top 15, top 10 globally. It's also known as like what, the Harvard, the Cambridge of China. And just nice at the same time, she started losing weight, her skin started clearing up, she looked quite cute lah. Yeah. And then right, so she calls her dad and she's like, hey dad, I'm going to Tsinghua. And her dad is like, great, good, by the way, I'm gonna divorce your mom now that you're in uni.
Oh, what? Oh, shouldn't the mom be the one divorcing him instead for all the infidelity?
I mean, it's never said that whether he's like really unfaithful lah, but the mom, no matter what, was gonna be suspicious.
Oh, yeah. Like, maybe that time that the mom caught the father talking to the other teacher, it was maybe just a discussion.
Yeah, it could have really just been like a professional discussion, then she overreacted.
Yeah.
Anyway, he divorces her mom and basically disappears from her life. And because of that, her mom is devastated. And I don't think it's anyone's fault, but I think spending the summer at home with her sad mom who just got divorced made things a bit rougher for her right before she went to university. Like, it would have made me a bit like sad, you know, you're around somebody who's just, yeah, always sad.
True.
Yeah. And looking at her uni photos, she really got quite cute. And she ends up meeting this boy. And this boy is called He Lei. And while Tan Lei was a bit more introverted, she thought He Lei was like the personality opposite of her.
Ah, so they were compatible.
Kind of, you know? You have somebody who's more introverted, married. Somebody who's more extroverted. Mm-hmm. And she was like, he's cheery, he's lively, everybody likes her. But she didn't get sloppy. She didn't get like too into her relationship. Mm-hmm. She was still a top student. And you know, the people who are very competent, they have the time and energy to do the most. So on top of her work, she had extracurriculars and she also ended up pursuing Tan Lei.
Ah, I see. Okay, so that was the story.
Wow, she chased after him.
She chased after him.
Wow, say. But hey. I thought she hot already. She don't need to chase.
She cute, but she not like, but everybody knows she a bit introverted.
Oh, maybe the guy popular guy lah. Yeah, everyone also like him. So she needs to chase a bit.
Okay lah, but like, he didn't say no lah, cause she cute. And then, you know how in a relationship, sometimes like one person is more into the relationship than the other person. So that's like Tan Lei and He Lei lah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Like one-sided.
Yeah, no wonder she's so, maybe it built from there.
Whoa. Okay. So they start dating and they start doing the boyfriend-girlfriend thing officially, right? But Margaret, you might not be wrong because you can tell how he's almost a bit embarrassed of her because on the second day that they're officially together, right? So for example, like 1st September, I'm like, babe, do you wanna get together? And then on the second day, they go to the canteen, right, to eat food. And his friends are like, hey, Margaret, you together with Marcus, ah? You know what I mean? And then you know what?
In a taunting
way? Yeah, with Tan Lei and He Lei. And you know what He Lei says?
What he say?
He said, no lah, friend only.
Oh, crap. hear her heart shattering.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna say that this would with anybody, if you go and I stit my already, if you're gonna like make things official and the next day you say no, we're just friends, I think that's well over. Done. Swallow. Yeah. The one.
Marcus, will you break up with her?
Huh? Yeah, I would definitely think twice about what she have agreed lah.
Yeah lah.
Yesterday. Yeah. So,
so rude. Recent. So freaking rude.
Yeah.
I think maybe she's like a bit insecure, right? Yes. But like, so she stayed on with him lah. Yeah, so they stayed together. She does really well. She graduates. She takes her postgraduate exams. And Hurley isn't just like a pretty face, you know, because he's in Tsinghua University also. He also graduates and they are both like top students. So on the surface, it's two not bad looking top students dating each other.
Wow, like a perfect couple, you know?
But like, so you know like how a lot of people are shaped by their parents' relationships, right? And now she's very scared that if he like even talks to any girl, he's gonna leave her for that girl.
Yeah. So I think it's like she can recall from her family's history, right?
Yeah. All right. So she legit becomes a bit obsessive, and during the day, she'll like call him every half an hour.
It sounds like my relationship.
Are you serious?
Oh. Anyway, no la, Margaret right. and Marcus are not dating.
Oh yeah. No. You're just friends. But anyway, okay, maybe not half an hour. That's too excessive.
Yeah, but like every half an hour, she'll like call like, "Where are you? What are you doing? Don't talk to other girls."
It's really 夸张.
Yeah, but Hurley is a very popular guy. So every time he's like, yeah, with my bros.
Oh, so there's like constant, pacifying her.
Yeah.
I think it's like, he already very popular. Then it amplify her insecurity. Yeah. Because he already got a lot of friends.
I think if she dated like another guy who's like, but the thing is, she don't want another introvert. She was like, wow, look, this guy's so extroverted. But I think if she dated another introvert, then she'll be like, okay lah, he never go anywhere, he never do anything, we stay at home, play game together. We stay at home, study together every day.
She chose her fate. Like, I mean, she was chosen someone who's more introverted. And
yeah, but she was the
easier.
One who chased him some more.
But I do know of like real couples, like some females were chased after the guys, like in real life. Yeah, so I have this one guy friend, right? He's becoming a pilot now.
Whoa.
And then the girl is like chase him ferociously,
Wow.
I'm like, whoa, serious? But the girl is a bit average looking lah. Then yeah, I think she tried to.
Wow, Marcus, you guys only look at looks.
No lah, but I mean like yeah, it is quite common nowadays. I'm trying to say
females, people are more like outward.
Yes,
but you know, in a lot of girls' defense, I think a lot of guys just like don't get it. You know, like you flirt a bit, right? Then they don't get the message.
Oh, so like maybe she's just trying to be more obvious.
Yeah,
but maybe
exactly.
It's like too obvious and becomes like chasing after me now. Wow.
Anyway, so it's alleged, right? It's speculated by some sources that she purposely applied to Purdue University so that she could get both of them out of the country so that he'll be away from his friends. It's like speculated lah. Because Purdue is in Lafayette, Indiana, which is in the US. It's like not China anymore. Yeah, it's like far away from his friends and his family and everything that he's ever known.
Wow, so scary.
Yeah, it's like a classic textbook abuser. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta isolate your prey.
Margaret. Alright, okay. And because she also goes to him and she's like, hey look, since I'm going to university in the US, why don't you come too? And if we get married, you don't even have to apply yourself, you can just study there because you're like plus one. And so they do, because like, I mean, to him, it's also very hard to give up the opportunity, you know?
So she brings home the dough. She's suggesting that he just lepak and then like...
No,
she
then he can do his postgraduate also.
Oh, okay. They're both studying.
Yeah, they're both studying there.
Oh, okay, top student.
Yeah, but
whatever.
Like, yeah, they're both no issue getting scholarship, everything. So they get married and they move over to Purdue University. And this is in 2001. All right, so when we were in primary school. All right, but that doesn't mean that Hurley doesn't have friends. Because, you know, people who are extroverted, they'll just, like, pick up friends wherever they go.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and so it means that he gets new friends. And with his personality, he's very quick. And he ends up going partying with them. He ends up going fishing with them.
Wow, yeah. US more rabak eh. I think she, yeah, US she even regret more rabak.
Regret.
Yeah.
Okay, and Tan Lei, she gets being, you're right, it gets more rabak and she gets being more obsessive. She keeps checking his phone. She keeps hovering, you know, like, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? But actually, it's just like an excuse to like see what he's doing.
Strip cup.
Whoa.
China don't have, right? I don't know. But I mean, think US very,
I mean, like,
has
got
a
the deuce lah, probably.
Or like siam deuce. Ah.
Yeah, like the deuce are quite rabak, right? I got see like in you some of the deals they like legit were like strip one.
Oh, the karaoke, the what's that? The KTV.
Yeah, the KTV,
yeah,
girls.
The one that the,
yeah,
the COVID that time people keep, yeah, flouting the regulations.
I'm sure like vice exists
everywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
In US more openly.
Yeah, I think US is more liberal in that sense.
Yeah. So. I don't know. The more she was being like that, right, the less he wanted to spend time with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the behavior. Yeah.
So it's like very counterintuitive for her, yes, to be like that. But like sometimes when you're like in that kind of mood, it's very hard to realize lah.
To realize, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so they end up having the biggest fight on Christmas 2004. And Chen Lei, she takes a kitchen knife and she stabs him, but like not fatally. He's not critically injured, but he definitely has to go to the hospital. And the hospital is like, hey,
where do you get this injury from?
Yeah, this doesn't look like an accident. And you know, like, whether it's perpetrated by a girl or a boy, domestic violence is domestic violence. And you should never put up with domestic violence.
Yes.
And so she gets arrested by the police. So good job, Indiana Lafayette police. Yeah, good job for not falling into, so like, stereotypes. Okay. Yeah. Because, like, sometimes people will look and they won't, like, think it's domestic violence. But, you know, like,
yeah, like the Amber Heard and the Johnny Depp,
yeah,
thing. Like, I mean, it's also girl abusing the guy.
Yeah, so wives can also be abusers, lah. But like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, the proportion is like
it's
quite different.
So,
yeah. But it doesn't mean that it cannot happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so she gets arrested by the police. And instead of this being the end of it, instead of him being like, yeah, oh my God, you stabbed me, we are 100% getting divorced, and you are going to jail. Instead of doing that, we know that Hurley is very nice, very kind, very cheerful.
Uh-huh.
So he pays for her bail.
Are you serious? I'm a bit speechless right now.
I think he has Stockholm Syndrome.
No, I think it's like trauma bonding, you know?
Oh, that's very bad. Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe over the years, she made him depend on her.
Like manipulated him into this
depending
kind of behavior.
Depending on her for things, and he has to bail her out, maybe not out of choice.
Yeah, no. And the thing is that like most people don't leave their abusers the first time. Like I remember that reading the average is anywhere between like it takes 6 to 8 times or something to leave your abuser.
Oh, that's really unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's
because they do so many things. They isolate you from your friends. They become your only support system. They knock down your entire like sense of self. So life goes on, they keeps fighting, but now he's like a bit triggered lah. So he's like, he keeps on being like, yeah, I'm gonna divorce you because you're so crazy.
But he say only.
Yeah, so for like the longest time he say only, but like I think that he also started to like prep for it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because she was getting worried, and instead of going to couples counseling, she goes on online. And on 18th August 2005, under the name Jack Washington, she buys a gun.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Like a gun. And the thing is that this feels very premeditated because on 19th August 2005, she wakes up with a mission, right? She wakes up and then she takes a gun and then she wakes him up and she's like, Marcus. But, you know, she's like, Hale. Don't divorce me lah. You know, she's like begging him not to divorce her.
Okay.
And he says no.
He's determined to do it.
Yes. And so she shoots him in the head.
In the head.
And then for some reason she's surprised that he's bleeding from his head. So she takes some like clothes and try to stop the bleeding.
I cannot phantom
it.
She takes like clothes and she's trying to like
stuff the clothes in the hole.
I don't know, no, but it says that she says it's said that from some sources that like she was like so surprised by the amount of blood that came from shooting someone in the head. Yeah,
wow. That is very disturbed. There
isn't she a graduate student?
Yeah, but like, but like in engineering or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm questioning her intelligence here.
No, but she's highly educated. Eh, from
yeah, but some people are just book smart. You know what I mean? They got no common sense.
Yeah. Maybe she's lacking a little bit. In
Very unfortunately, yeah. I am neither. So my last brain cell spent on this podcast. All right. So now he can never leave her. And she's like, I guess like not too upset about that.
Oh, wow,
and so she lives with the body for a week. She like sleeps next to the body. She hangs out with the body. And she's like, alright. And then like a week later, it finally hits her when her neighbors go like, hey, Tanley, your house a bit smelly, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're like, your house is a bit smelly. And she's like, oh shit, I can't like stay here forever with the dead body of my ex-husband.
Is it summertime or anything?
August. So I think end of summer, yeah.
Damn.
And so after that, it gets murky because according to her, she hires somebody called Jack for 8,000 yuan. So that's like, I think like 1,000 something Sing dollars to help get rid of the body. And then she says that she doesn't know what happened to the body. But according to some other sources, they speculate that she was the one who dismembered the body. She was the one who placed it in 4 large plastic bags because they find a supermarket receipt in the apartment on 5th Street in Lafayette, including the bags, gloves, deodorants. But she says that, oh, Jack made me buy these things, but they never ever found any evidence of anyone called Jack.
And a bit cheap to hire him.
A bit cheap, right? I thought it would be a bit, yeah. Okay.
Who knows what the market area is?
For like a body cleanup.
Yeah.
All right. And so the body was eventually found in the couple's car. In a hotel that was like on the way to Chicago, abandoned in the hotel parking. And I don't know why she does this. I think she does this to throw the police off so that they have a track record of her leaving the country to let them think that her went back to China, right? So she buys a ticket back to China, back to Shanghai under her. And somehow she manages to get past American immigration.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so she takes her photo and puts it in Hurley's passport.
How can that be? US has like the world's strictest like immigration policies.
Yeah,
you know,
but she's leaving the country, so I think like they didn't really care as much.
Okay.
I see. But she manages to get past American immigration, gets on the plane, and then in Shanghai on 26th of August, just like 1 week or so after the murder, she's in the Shanghai airport.
Uh-huh.
And then Shanghai immigration guy is looking at the passport and he's like,
eh? Doesn't tally.
I think you're not a man, eh?
Yeah.
And at first they question her and she's like, I'm just back in China to visit my mom's tomb. And so they look through her stuff, they look through her bags and shit, right? Uh-huh. And they find these little like post-it notes saying, have to finish dealing with the body. And like another post-it with like, purchase air ticket with his credit card. So it's very sus lah. And they're like, hey, what's this?
Yeah. Wow, how can she be so like
careless?
Yeah, careless. Like so jianhua.
Yeah. Because I think she just killed
Isn't
someone.
She a graduate student?
Whoa. I can't bring up that point.
Okay. And so they look through the stuff and they find the post-it notes and like, they're like, what the fuck is this, right? And so she confesses. So at first...
Oh, not being very smart.
I think she's not in the right mind. Like, I mean, she just killed her husband who she was like obsessed with. All right. So at first, the courts, they wanted to go after her with a death sentence. And the courts fined her like 440,000 yuan that she has to give to his family, her late family.
How much is that in Sing dollars?
80,000 Sing dollars.
Oh, quite a lot.
I think not worth though.
Of course not. It's your son.
But if you think that's the end of it, right? She manages to avoid it because of like some very good lawyers and apparently she had very good behavior. I don't know.
Wow.
And not saying anything, right? But just remember her dad is also a well-known professor in China. Probably has the money to hire these lawyers.
And the connections.
Cannot say connections, huh? No corruption now.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
They cracked down already, huh?
But it's 2005.
Oh, yeah. Maybe 2005. But also maybe not like, because she didn't really have a relationship with her dad. But maybe I don't know. I cannot imagine my dad not paying for my lawyer if I get caught for murdering my husband.
Correct. Yeah.
Also, a bit of a weird sentence to say that I will never murder my husband. Don't do crime. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. But also, I think she kind of loved him in a very sick way. So maybe that like moved the court, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. If it's I was
just
a judge,
fake excuse no that they came out with to reduce she was, her sentence.
She was very obsessed with him, what? She really did like love him, kind of.
Driven into a
no, and the thing is that one of the things I think she said was that like she was gonna kill him, then kill herself. But I think she just like
chickened out.
Yeah,
stop short of it. So what is the final sentence?
Yeah, so in the end, right, she only got 15 years.
15 years,
and that would have been like in a 2017 interview, right? She said she wanted to be an interpreter when she gets out. And since it's 2022, if everything went smoothly for her and she like had good behavior, she should already be out.
Oh, no.
Maybe you're hearing this.
Oh, sorry.
That's so scary.
Hey, you careful. Don't anyhow date people, lah. Marcus. I
mean, she also not like serious here. She won't go around killing people. It's probably like in a fit of, you know,
yeah,
anger or I don't know, in a fit of blindness, passion, whatever you call it.
I guess you just have to be really careful about who you date, lah.
Yeah, don't worry, Marcus. No one is like so super sad about you right now. So you're safe.
Yeah, and Margaret's already married, so yeah. All good. Yeah,
all good right
we
now.
We all don't have trady stalkers at the moment. All good.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for being on the show, Marcus and Margaret.
Thank you, Teddy.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
If you like The Case, share it with your friends. Give us a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That's the best way you can help the show. And don't forget to follow as well. That's another best way to help the show. A lot of best ways to help the show. All right. You can also drop me a DM on Instagram at A Briefcase Podcast if you have any recommendations. And as always, find us online on abriefcasepodcast.com. And do join us next week for
another
brief
case.
Woo!
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.